Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the How We Scaled show. My name is Jeff Brandeis, president and founder of CEO of Brandeis Coaching and Brandeis Training Solutions. Each of our episodes will feature a CEO, VP of sales, or an entrepreneur that has scaled their business to six, seven, even eight figures. And on the show, we will ask questions to them about what they did that scaled their business, that grew their revenues, that made them what they are today. So you ready to listen and learn? Stay tuned. One, two, and three. Here we go.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of How We Scaled by Jeff Brandeis Coaching and Training. And of course, I am your host, Rye Russell, and I'm so excited to be here today because every single opportunity we have to meet incredible entrepreneurs that help the world stay connected and just move forward. And I am so happy because Saqib joins us with a very unique application with a platform called Clubify. So Saqib, welcome to How We Scaled.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Rye, always a pleasure meeting you.
Well, I've had such a great opportunity learning more about you and your business, and I would love to introduce it to the audience here today about what it is that you're working on.
Sure. So hey, everyone, it's a pleasure to be here and, you know, love to tell you about, you know, my journey and whatnot and, you know, how I aim to help, you know, make the lives of, you know, individuals and businesses, you know, especially during COVID easier, right? So a little bit of background. So computer engineer originally by profession, and in 2010, actually taught a course on app development here in Ottawa, Canada. That course went really well. You know, it was a cool experience, you know, like, you know, basically a few years before I actually graduated from that university, you know, and then being able to actually teach a course there, you know, I've talked to some professors and whatnot, cause I was working with apps quite a bit, early in my career, even though I was working full time, I decided that, hey, you know, this apps is pretty cool. You know, when it came out 2008, 2009, right? So actually 2010, I actually taught this course. So, and that course was really well received because, you know, there were PhD students there, there were experts from the industry there. And, apparently I was number one on Google in the local area, you know, which is awesome. And so I actually started my consulting business because, you know, all these companies were contacting me, you know, say, hey, you know, we want an app as well for our business. Right. So obviously those were the early days. So it's been an awesome ride, you know, like had a chance to work on over 500 apps and 65 million downloads for those businesses, which is awesome. You know, worked with large organizations like the Canada Revenue Agency, which is like the IRS in the US, Department of National Defense and so forth, and small and large clients and so forth. And I started noticing these trends, you know, when you start working on so many apps and working with so many companies, you start seeing patterns, right? And I saw one notable trend that sort of troubled me. So I knew this business coach, you know, he had 5,000 followers on Facebook, right? But when he was posting, he was only reaching 5% of his audience. You know, that's it, you know, which was like shocking to me, you know, like he worked so hard. Why are only approximately 250 people seeing his post, right? On top of that, his followers, he told me later that his followers started getting competitors' ads on their news feeds all of a sudden, which they didn't have before, all coach related ads, you know? So right then and there, I decided that, you know what? We need to have a better system, you know? Like we need to have a system where, you know, when you build a community, you should get up to 100% reach to your community. You know, we work so hard for it, right? On top of that, you should be able to decide which advertisements are shown to your community, right? So it's not like spammy ads and whatnot and, you know, and so forth, right? There should be a value add to the community, right? So so I actually filed a patent about, you know, these communities and so forth. And, you know, in 2014 and actually got approved recently, only 5 years later. And, you know, But no, and then we actually launched, we did a soft launch for Clubify.com, which is all about truly owning your own, truly owning your communities with your own app in a day, right? And we launched that in June of 2019. And, you know, basically, again, the premise is, you know, you get up to 100% reach to your community, so you get higher engagement. And at the same time, you own your data. Your data is safe. You know, it's not getting mined and sold to unknown advertisers. And so your client's data and your data is safe, you know, and we put that in the contract and everything, right? So it's like, it's there, you know? So it's been an amazing ride so far. Like we basically have, you know, we've been signing up influencers with 450,000 followers each, you know, Intuit's our client actually. So it's, that's great. We've been growing. Like we actually grew 3x in 2020 over 2019, and this year we're aiming to grow about 10x this year. So,
wow. So you really did see, especially with the pandemic, that creators wanted to be able to communicate with their channels, and some platforms that claim to be about community building made it next to impossible to reach your community.
You know, and you brought up a really good point there. So, you know, because of COVID, right, we talked about how reach is consistently dropping on these social platforms, right? Like in 2014, right, we were getting about 5, maybe 10% reach on those organically, right? But as traffic continues on these platforms, it continues to go up, it means your reach is going to continue going down because people are still competing for that newsfeed, you know, space. You know, and algorithms are getting more and more aggressive. They're being more choosy. They're like, yeah, 99% of the people, we don't care about them. We just want to see this person's post show up on the newsfeed because they're our advertiser, or, you know, they're basically engaged, they're driving ad revenue for us. Basically, you know, so it's not equitable, it's not fair, you know? And especially during COVID, this problem got way worse because now just everybody's on social media. So there's a huge even bigger overload of content, which is just driving the reach down even further. And, you know, just a little story. So we're just talking to a company in January, actually. They spent, I believe the exact number was $49 million in ad spend with Facebook, right? And they had 27 million followers. Guess what? They got blocked. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They got blocked, you know? So apparently, you know, it was a misunderstanding and whatnot. And, you know, and basically they didn't do anything wrong because I talked with them and everything, right? So I'm not going to say names, but these social companies, you know, they have their own way of doing things. You know, they're very siloed, you know, they're not in tune with their client audience, right? When they get too big, they're like, even 20 million ad spend is nothing to them, you know?
Sure.
Unfortunately, you know?
Isn't that crazy to think about? Because so the example that you gave there, that company is spending almost $2 per like on their page just to engage the people that they've already spent the money to try to bring into their community. That's bonkers.
Yeah. No, exactly. You know, and like, that's why we're really, really proud and happy of what we're doing with Clubify, because I feel this is a movement where we're bringing the power back to the business owner, right? Hey, you built your community, you should get 100% reach. And now what we're doing is we're providing an omni-channel approach to communications, right? So let's say if I do one post to Clubify, your people are going to get a text message, right? Or they're going to get a push notification, or they're going to get see a post on those social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So you can post one post, goes through all these different channels at the same time, you know? So text message has a 90% open rate and double digit engagement, right? So we have that, you know, and basically, and then push notifications has a high reach as well, right? So we added social media. So like in there from that same post, because, hey, you want to reach as many people as you can. And because even the reach is low on social media, we still want a way for, you know, for business owners to be more streamlined and get as much reach as possible, if that also includes social media as well. So yeah, no, it's been awesome actually. So,
but question for you, can entrepreneurs and creators afford a platform like this?
Yeah, no, 100%. So, you know, one of our focus was to actually make this affordable for everyone, right? Because if we're giving power back to the people, it has to be affordable, right? It's not, it can't be an elitist thing and whatnot, right? So, so basically, like, we used to only have a $250 a month plan, right? And then we have, you know, our enterprise influencer plans and so forth. We actually rolled out a $99 a month plan.
Wow.
iOS, Android, you know, and then we have a web portal and everything. So basically, you're getting an app, your own branded app that's fully managed, done for you. You know, you don't have to go and build it yourself and whatnot, you know, because, hey, business owners don't have the time, you know? So it's all about time, right? And, you know, basically, we believe in the done-for-you model where we do, the experts do it for you, and then we help manage it for you so you can focus on your business. So $99 a month, yeah, like we're super excited about that.
That's incredible. And I mean, that's so much less than an entrepreneur would spend on one ad to reach maybe a couple hundred people.
You got it. You got it. That's a great point. You know, like, so, you know, let's take the case of the 5,000 followers, right?
Yeah.
Or 50,000, you know, let's say, okay, on social media, you want to, hey, I want to send a post to my audience. You know, I want to boost it. You know, you're easy going to spend $10, $15, or even higher, depending on what you want, to actually reach those people, you know, just from that one post, you know? So it doesn't make sense. So you, that's something that people need to realize, you know, like it's about education, you know, people, I don't know, like Ryan, have you seen The Social Dilemma on Netflix?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So see, like, I love that documentary came. I was like telling everyone, hey, watch that, you know? So everyone in watching this, you know, have a look at The Social Dilemma on Netflix. I highly recommend it. So basically, yeah, like, I guess the question becomes, you know, like, you know, is it even worth it to build a following on social media? Because we don't truly own it,
right?
You know, so another story, people, you know, like, you know, basically, you know, there's been influencers that have been, you know, coming on Clubify and so forth. You know, one of the person, he has, one of those influencers had 250,000 followers on Twitter. And one day he just got blocked again, unfortunately, you know, because apparently he found out later that, oh, he violated, you know, terms of service, you know, line number it is in page 500 or whatever. You know what I mean? So, and they just, there's no recourse, you know, Twitter's not going to send him an email saying, sorry, you know, here are the names and emails of all the people that were on your follower list. No, poof, they're gone. Because they're owned by Twitter. Even the people you bring on, they bring on your followers, they're owned by Twitter, they're owned by Facebook, they're owned by whatnot, right? So, no, it's just, you know, I get really excited talking about this stuff, you know, and like, you know what they say when your purpose aligns with your passion, you know,
yes.
Like, I feel that's where this is going, you know? So I'm just super excited where, you know, like, I've had people tell me that we've rescued them, you know? We've rescued them. Intuit's, you know, testimonial was, like, we made their job more profitable, more fun, and their employees are more engaged. Like, you know, like, it's amazing.
Which is the whole point of social media in the first place.
You got it. No, for sure.
Well, I just think about all of the work that, you know, all of us, you know, have done. And I've been in internet marketing. I mean, I had, you know, a large MySpace page at 13, right? And it's like, nice. You know, again, when that was done, it was done. I lost those contacts. When you create a social media page on another platform and it costs thousands to reach 3 to 5% of my audience, it's really been a struggle. And so when I think about how you've scaled your business, in so many businesses, it's like the pandemic was like, man, you know, this could, you know, this is really do or die. But, you know, when it comes to scaling for your business, and not that, you know, the pandemic is a good thing, but it provided an opportunity because we need engagement more than ever. And probably most of us had a significant hit to our revenue coming in. And so we need to be engaged and engaging in making sure that our community is hearing from us the things they want to hear. So I'm just really excited that now there's a platform where you can do all of that.
You got it. You got it. Like, you know, and like, I loved the show you're doing here, you know, Rye, like How We Scaled, because Clubify is all about scaling, all about scaling. So basically what we're doing is, you know, if you distill it, we're providing a system for you guys, you know, so essentially everyone gets their app, you know, we can build a landing page and everything, right? Done for you. You know, you don't have to do it yourself, right? So it gets very confusing. And I know exactly about that. You get an app, you get a brand, you can upload your courses inside of it, your services, your calendar, you know, your posts, etc. So we set you up for scaling, meaning like now, even if you have 1,000 clients or 10,000 clients, you know, your app is making the money for you, right? Mm-hmm. On top of that, now we're talking about the scaling part. Since we're connected with influencers, we've created a Clubify community, right? So, you know, there's, for example, influencer with 450,000 moms, you know, there's an influencer with businesses and so forth. So what we do is in this community, we're like, hey, let's say there's business A. We're like, hey, business A, it works really well for inspired moms with their 450,000 followers. Let's connect you two, right?
So, sure.
So now we're actually helping you from the marketing side now as well, you know? So that's what we want to do. We basically essentially cross-pollinate, you know, so everyone wins in our community.
That's amazing. And so many content creators, I mean, they know that's the game is I might show up, you know, I've got a, you know, small following, you know, 15,000 people. I show up, but let's say you have a following of 50,000 people, right? Maybe 10,000 of yours will appreciate some, you know, part of my content, and maybe 5,000 of mine will appreciate some of your content. And why not make that world a little bit smaller? And you use the phrase value add. So as long as it's a value add, it makes 100%. Perfect sense.
Yeah, no, I was getting right into that, Rye. Like you just hit the nail on the head. Like we make that connection if we see there's a fit, you know, like we basically, they talk to each other, you know, and build that relationship, you know, and then exactly what you said, you know, so essentially they become an advertiser to their community as a value add, you know, like for example, for inspired moms, you know, like we're introducing in, like for example, someone was making a bag, right? Like an all-in-one bag for the whole day, right? For moms, right? For diapers, food, everything could be in that one bag with specialized compartments, insulation, et cetera, right? So we're like, hey, this could be an interesting fit for the moms here, right? So now they basically talk, they collaborate. Now they did an interview, you know, and now they're selling their product in the app within Clubify, you know? So, and it's a value.
Brilliant.
Add. Yeah. Yeah.
So. I know I'm going to have to go and check out clubify.com right after this. I know the audience is going to need to do this as well. Can you tell us what is the best way to get connected on Clubify and to stay connected to you and continue to follow your journey?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, I think a great way, like just clubify.com, as you said, Rye, that's one way. You know, and I'm sure you'll share my LinkedIn as well, so you can find out my background and whatnot. I think and also my email is contact@clubify.com. You know, that's our general mailing address and that goes to me as well. And yeah, that's a great way to, yeah, stay connected and love to continue on this conversation because Clubify has really, you know, we've been improving our platform and, you know, I've just been gotten excited because I feel like after talking to over 500 businesses, you know, over the past year and a half, you know, like, that's what's got me excited. And that's how Clubify gets better because it's a platform for the people and the people are helping it, making it better. So
amazing. And hopefully our audience here will go and continue to help make that better. So definitely check out the website, check out our show notes. We'll make sure that we have all of the links to connect. Find clubify.com. And of course, we're so grateful that you joined us here on How We Scaled, brought to you by Jeff Brandeis Coaching and Training. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much for joining. I truly hope everyone enjoyed the podcast here and our special guest. I know each of you are really excited to possibly even be a guest on our podcast. So feel free to fill out the application form that's below. We'll follow back up with you, be in touch with you, and it'd be great to have you. In addition, I know I'll be reaching out to you to see how we might be able to even do some business and have a conversation about working together. Again, thank you so much for joining our podcast. And if you do know of someone else that actually would like to be on the podcast, feel free to recommend him or her to also fill out the application below. Again, thank you so much for joining. Have a great day and see you next week on How We Scale.